Okay,
All
I'm going, we're after 10. Assuming everyone at physically at the meeting can hear fine. Carrie, you want to go ahead and get started with roll call?
sure. Welcome, everyone. This is our first meeting of the year. So we have a lot of faces here present. So what I'm going to do is have each person that is here to announce their name and their organization. And then as soon as we're finished with the people here, I will announce the names that are on virtually. And when I announce your name virtually, if you can tell me your organization that you're with. Thank you. And we will start with Amir.
Amir Varshochi with the Evansville MPO.
Pam Drock, Evansville MPO.
John Petkosic, David Matthews Associates Appraisers.
Chris Gentry, NDOT, Vincennes District.
Jared Peterson, NDOT.
Sayed Shukuzadeh, MPO.
Michael Lubitsky, City of Evansville.
Carrie Aiken, Evansville MPO. And we also have Aaron Schrieffer and Jennifer Scott from the MPO, and Nicole Chandler visiting us from IU, a previous intern. So I will go through the virtuals now. David Broderhausen.
Yes, David Broderhausen, NDOT.
Karen Brooks.
Easter Seals Rehabilitation Center.
Nate Hahn.
Here with the airport.
Nick Hall.
UFDC District 2.
Luke Hill. And Luke's having issues with his sound. Thomas Witt.
Yes, I'm with the KYTC Central Office Planning.
And Rick Wilson.
Rick Wilson with Mets.
Did I miss anyone? I believe we're good to go.
Okay.
Nick,
thank
just
you,
quickly, a correction. Nicole Chandler is with Climate Action with City of Evansville. She joined. She was our intern, but she's with the staff of Climate Action. We're happy to have her in City of Evansville.
You're welcome. Welcome to the greater team. Minutes have been circulated from our November meeting. Does anyone have any questions, comments, adjustments? If not, we'd entertain a motion.
Move to approve minutes.
We have a motion. Do we have a second for minutes?
Rick Wilson for Mets, second.
Thank you, Rick. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor, please signify with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Didn't think that would be a struggle, so we'll continue moving on. Old business, project update. I assume that's you, Pam.
That's correct. I will start with the LPA projects in Indiana. The Walnut Street Phase 2 project, that project is in construction with one significant change since we last met, and that's the Weinbach Avenue intersection is open to traffic. Walnut Street Phase 3 is also under construction. Utility relocations are continuing along the entire corridor, and the contractor is installing green infrastructure features at Grand and Evans Avenues. Under Vandenberg County projects, Oak Hill Road from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg Road. That project is on a January 18th letting, so that would be next week. Wimberg Road project, hydraulic analysis work is continuing, and that is a bridge replacement project in Vandenberg County. In Warwick County, the Oak Grove Road Phase 4 project, that's a road project, and notice to proceed with design was issued in December 28th of 2023. Moving on to our Kentucky projects, Green River Road sidewalk project, 17 parcels are now secured and one remains in negotiations. And the Wathen Lane Road project, bid opening was on January 5th of 2024. Three bids were received and they are currently under evaluation. And now I'll turn this over to an NDOT representative to go through the NDOT projects.
Sure, I'll go for Luke here. State Road 65 over I-64, construction will begin the middle of this month. Let's see, on B44156, the last pipe was installed in December. We'll jump down to B42187. That was awarded to Regal, and the pre-con is scheduled. R41410, construction on the southbound side has begun. Shoulder strengthening will be the first phase. This will accommodate the traffic while the northbound side is worked on. Let's see. R44898, that is the east side intersection improvements on the Lloyd for you. That will be letting next Thursday, reletting next Thursday. So that's a big one. R42748, we're beginning to work on utility relocations. Let's go to R42736. Letting date has been moved and we've removed some of the des from the contract. B42728, that is scheduled to let in February. R42199, we've been given approval by the Evansville tree board to remove some trees, and stage one has begun. R42287, that is the west side Lloyd for you contract. We have moved the letting to March, and we're getting ready to advertise. See, B43235, we're working on the environmental document and right away is coming up soon. That's the highlights.
Okay. Thank you for the updates. Does anybody have questions about any of those specific updates?
Excuse me, this is Nick Hall. I just want to make one small clarification to the Walker Lane project. There was more than three bids submitted. There was just three under the engineer's estimate. When I gave Pam the update, I wasn't clear on that.
Thank you for clarifying. Moving forward. Next item on the agenda is our 24-28 TIP amendments. Pam, can you review that for us?
We have five amendments to bring before the board for consideration for approval. All five are from NDOT. The first two projects, contracts 43226 and 42736, are related in terms of the amendment. The first contract is a new project that's being added to the TIP, and a DES number on the second contract is being moved to the new contract. The new contract, both of these contracts are small structure replacement projects. The new one that's being added to the TIP is being added for construction in 2025. The next contract is 42653. It's a lighting installation and maintenance project on I-64 that's being added to the TIP for construction in 2024. The next contract, 45427, is a planning document. It's for State Road 66 from US 41 to Epworth Road. It's a multimodal network connectivity plan that's going to start in fiscal year 2025, and preliminary engineering to fund that is being added to the TIP. And then the final project is bridge inspections over the Ohio River on US 41. That project is being added for fiscal year 2024. And those are the amendments.
Thank you, Pam. Does anybody have any questions? Since someone should ask a question, I'll at least ask one. Pam, what can you give a little more context, the planning, the multimodal network connectivity? What's the kind of the goal of that? You know that?
Absolutely. Yeah, the purpose of that plan is to look at the bicycle, pedestrian, and transit network, as well as the road network, but focusing on multimodal issues, looking along that corridor from on State Road 66 from 41 to Epworth Road. What is the local network? How does the local network facilitate alternative modes, and how that works with the state network? What changes might be advisable in terms of enhancing the network? And we'll include looking at potential crossings of the Lloyd Expressway along that corridor, as well as the local network to support those crossings. So it's a kind of an overall look at things throughout that area.
Thank you. Anybody else have anything? If not, this is something that does need approval. I would entertain a motion.
Dave Broderhauser, NDOT, I move that we approve all the amendments to the TIP and to the STIP.
Thank you, David. Do we have a second?
No second.
Thank you for the second. All those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The next item on the agenda is just an informational one, but we're sticking with Pam for TIP modifications.
The MPO processed 2 TIP modifications since our last meeting. The first one was processed November 13th, 2023. The modification was to revise funding on 3 projects that are currently in the TIP. All 3 projects are local projects, and the funding that was revised was construction. The revisions were minor enough that they didn't require an amendment and could be processed as a modification. The next modification was processed just yesterday. The modification was to move construction on a project that was currently in the TIP. It was an NDOT project. We moved construction from 2024 to 2025.
Thank you, Pam. Anybody have questions about those modifications? If not, we will keep moving forward. Amir, I believe you have the safety target information.
I will be presenting that as well, if that's okay, Nate.
Okay. Yeah.
Federal legislation requires that the state DOTs and MPOs establish 5 performance measures related to safety. The measures are number of fatalities, rate of fatalities, number of serious injuries, rate of serious injuries, and number of non-motorized fatalities and serious injuries. And we have been doing this, I believe, since 2017. Federal regulations require that the states establish and report those targets, and they are measured by Federal Highway. And MPOs are required to either adopt and support their state DOT targets or set their own targets within 180 days of the date that the state DOT set theirs. We receive the targets for both KYTC and NDOT, and as with previous years, our recommendation is that we adopt and support the statewide targets for both NDOT and KYTC safety.
Any questions for Pam about the memo or about what she just reviewed? If not, we'll take a motion.
This is Chris Gentry. I'll make that motion.
Thank you for the motion. We need a second.
Rick Wilson from Metzl's second motion.
Thank you, Rick. All those in favor signify with an aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We've made it through that. Any other business from anyone in as part of the committee that would like to bring something up for the greater good?
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
I just want to deeply apologize. I was having some major technical difficulties for about 20 minutes where I had zero sound. So I just want to apologize on my behalf and on NDOT's behalf. I did see that from what I did see when I couldn't hear. Pam, did you go through the NDOT project list?
Jared went through them.
Jared did. Okay. I just want to thank you for going through that. Once again, I want to apologize. I don't know what was going on with my computer, but just want to apologize. Thank you, guys.
We've all been through it, so we understand. Okay. Any public comments? Didn't think so. Okay. That should be everything then for today's meeting. Our next meeting is March 14th. We'll see everyone then. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah.